Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You know, why do women come to a man with a problem and then all of a sudden he'll try to fix it and she's like, I don't want that. I don't need that. And it causes a problem. You've heard it over and over for years, right? So she comes to him, has a problem. According to leading psychologists, they say men are socialized to fix things. That's what they do, and that's including obviously problems, but women don't really want a solution. They want just the empathy and the support and to be listened to and heard.
It depends on the situation. If I'm just gossiping, don't try and fix it. Just listen and gossip with me.
Yeah.
But if it's like a legitimate issue, then help me with it.
Well, and some of the leading psychologists say guys are supposed to listen, and then after you have said all you need to say, they need to have like three questions about what you've just talked about,
or
maybe even three references from what you just said. So that way you'll know that they were listening to you.
Oh, I just tuned out. It wasn't until the end that I realized I didn't even do that.
What happens when she needs the pickle jar opened?
Well, honey, I feel bad for you that you can't get that open.
No.
What makes you want pickles right now?
No, not like that.
That's what it's like for us, though. You come to us and tell us about a problem. We would never do that to our friends. We would never talk with our friends, and the friend would tell us about a problem and be like, well, man, I hate that for you. We're going to be like, let me help you.
I don't know. I don't try to help because sometimes that could hurt.
I had a friend one time tell me, because I kind of like to fix things like that too, and my girlfriend was like, I don't want to fix, I just want to vent.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I didn't know that was an option. All right,
just sit back and enjoy the show.
And I have friends that'll call just to vent, and they know I'll just sit and listen, and I don't try to offer advice. I don't try to tell them what they should be doing unless I hear the same thing over and over and over and over again, and you're not fixing your issue. Then I'll say, well, why don't you try this?
Are you saying in the same conversation over and over again?
No, or I keep getting calls every week same situation happening, and you want to say, well, you need to stop doing that. And finally, if it's the same thing, I'm going to say something.
And what's great is when you finally do say, maybe just cut that person off, they don't talk to you about it anymore.
Yeah.
It's like they've decided, that wasn't what I wanted to
hear. If they don't want the advice, they'll just ignore you at that point. But, you know, it's kind of like, and I'll give an example, it's like for the girls, if they go to the mechanic and, you know, they have car problems and they say, you know what? I don't want you to fix the car. I just want you to hear what's wrong with the car.
And then you sit there and go, it's making this noise.
He's like, would you like me to fix that? Or let me ask three questions. Where's that noise coming from? And can you ignore it? And then what's my third question?
How much?
Why did you tell me this?
Fellas, you got your work cut out for you. They say don't try to fix it unless she asks you to fix it or ask you to come up with a solution.
There you go.
Actually, the only way I can look at this is to just say, wow, I'm getting a free pass now. I don't have to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, fine, tell me all that crap you want to tell me. And I'll go, uh-huh, yeah, that sucks. She's a bummer. Oh, I hate
no,
that.
No. You're supposed to ask three questions.
I'm not doing that. She already told me everything. I don't have any more questions. But I'll agree and commiserate with her. Boy, yeah, it sucks. You hate having to deal with that.
I just don't think guys care as much about details. It's just like when he comes home and he'll say, oh, such and such, they're splitting up. And I'm like, why? I don't know. What happened? Yeah. I don't know. Is he okay? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Is she okay? I don't know. Why did you tell me any of this?
Quite
now
frankly,
I'm stressed.
I just tuned out from that conversation.
tell you
what. Help me come up with three questions quick, y'all.
I don't ask her anymore.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Going to ask you a very personal question. Have you ever done anything evil? I mean, evil. Because they asked folks about that, and they found that about 50% of Americans said they've never done anything they consider evil. 20% are not sure.
Oh, wow.
10% said they have done something evil, but only once.
What
and
about?
Then 20% of them said, yeah, they've done stuff that's evil.
Yeah.
I mean, what about evil, but for a good cause?
That's not evil then.
Okay.
And isn't evil in the eye of the beholder?
Well, that's the good point, Kato. They did not define what was evil. So that left it up to the people to determine. However, I think we can all agree on these things. Leaving a voicemail instead of texting, that is evil.
That is so wrong.
Having a cash bar at a wedding.
Okay.
Yeah, making your kid get the Happy Meal with apple wedges instead of fries.
That's evil.
Removing your socks on an airplane.
Ooh.
And handing out raisins on Halloween or toothbrushes. Those things are all evil. But honestly, though, I mean, it could be anything from unplugging someone else's phone charger to plug in your own, all the way up to murder. I mean, that's pretty big range.
But there's a 100% battery.
Well, we're not talking about then.
Okay.
So this is kind of crazy. They asked him, too, how many of you have actually done anything evil? And they basically, about half of them felt like they had.
Okay, but to me, it blows me away because I believe that's just our nature as human beings.
To do evil?
Just yes.
I don't think evil is human nature. I think self-centeredness is human nature.
Okay,
but I don't
think agree.
Evil is human nature.
All right, I'll agree to that.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, we are selfish in general. That's who we are in nature. And selfishness does lead to evil thoughts and evil things that you do.
To me, evil is a whole different place. That's where you're actually actively trying to hurt people. It's not just about you. It's about hurting them.
But you are hurting them by being selfish.
Well, this has nothing to do with our evil thoughts. That's separate from doing evil things.
Oh, they did something.
Our evil thoughts remain with us. We can have those if we want.
Oh, I think they come out.
Oh, you keep talking. I'm going to have one right
now. I know, right? I'm thinking evil things, too. But I don't understand people who truly do evil. I don't see why you would want to harm other people or to make other people's lives miserable.
There are levels of evil. There's evil where you're like, okay, no, that's just bad. You don't even deserve to be on this planet anymore. And then there's evil because you're like, well, they kind of asked for it.
So like when people go
I don't
to
think
jail,
that's evil.
So when people go to jail, you know, and do some really bad stuff. Or there's the guy that just stole your sandwich out of the refrigerator at work.
That's not evil to me. That's bad. That's
what?
Not evil.
What?
That's
stealing
evil.
A sandwich. It's not evil.
It's stealing.
It's evil. Yeah.
Evil is the part of the word devil. We're talking about really bad stuff.
What about if you're waiting to turn into a parking space and a car comes around the corner and zips in it before
that's
you do?
That's evil.
Well, that's stealing a parking space, stealing a sandwich.
Stealing, yeah.
That's different.
It's all the...
I don't think it's right to steal a sandwich, but I don't think it's evil.
It is. Yeah. I was looking forward to that lunch, and now I'm going to starve.
You think of any of the Ten Commandments, and that's evil. Like, and thou shalt not steal.
Someone's sandwich.
I don't think they're evil. I just think they're wrong. They're bad or they're wrong. Evil is like, you start thinking satanic stuff. You're like, evil is where someone deliberately is, for no gain of their own often, ruining someone else's life.
So I may have bullied a child one time as an adult, which is evil.
That's evil.
But I did it because she bullied my niece, and my niece was crying, so I got even.
Yeah.
So is that evil, or am I just like... parenting someone else's kids.
Here's why it's not evil. You didn't just for no good reason except your own enjoyment go bully that kid.
I did kind of enjoy it.
That's all right. But that's not why you did it, though. You did it to get revenge.
We'll never agree because there are those different levels of evil. And like you, what you think is evil is not evil to somebody else.
Apparently, it's the other way around. You guys think everything's evil.
Well, but I mean, if you look in the Bible, basically, that could sum up most things.
I don't know about that, because evil, like I said, to me, evil is defined as doing something harmful or hurting someone else strictly because you enjoy doing it, not because you get any gain from it, not because...
That's evil, though. I mean, that's
there's
what
a difference.
Saying.
There's a difference in like, oh, I'm going to steal that sandwich, and... Oh, I'm going to poison that sandwich because I just want that person. You're not getting anything out of it when you poison the sandwich. There's no selfish side to it. You're just being evil.
Yeah. So does that mean I get your other omelet biscuit?
I'm not sure, but stay away from an omelet biscuit. You may not be evil if you take it, but you're bad. You're still bad.
Okay. I mean, that might be worth risking.
Take it. We'll see how evil he gets.
Like I said, I think the definition is simple. Evil is hurting or harming someone that there's no reason for it except you just enjoy it.
You're making up your own rules at that point. I mean, that's my...
Your definition of evil is anything that isn't perfect.
No. My definition is basically, when it comes to morality, I take it to the Bible. Like, if it says it's evil... That's evil. Like,
well, the Bible doesn't say that stealing's evil.
It does, too. It says thou shalt not steal.
That doesn't say it's evil.
Okay, so I looked it up. Adjective, profoundly immoral and wicked. Noun, profoundly immoral and wickedness, especially when regarding as a supernatural force.
Thank you.
So if I don't physically take that sandwich.
If you use a demon to take the sandwich, it's evil.
Oh, my gosh.
Type in, is stealing a sandwich evil? Tell us what AI.
You know what? It says no. It says give Tori the sandwich.
It depends on what kind of sandwich it was.
Yeah. Was it worth it? Yeah.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, Tom, you know, the other day when you told us that some couples actually sometimes borrow each other's toothbrush.
Right.
I halfway understood that, kind of.
I can understand borrowing it. Yeah. I was talking about couples who claim they just had one toothbrush. That, to me, is crazy.
That's weird. This is weird to me as well. 70% of college students admit to borrowing a toothbrush from their roommate without them even knowing it.
Gross.
Oh,
now, I got to say, I got to say, first time I had roommates was in college. And I think roommates are needed for any relationship or to help you grow and learn about life. It's great to have some of those first few roommates because you get some bad ones and you're like, wow, I do not want to live with a person that lives their life like that. And you learn pretty quickly as well. But borrowing a toothbrush, that's out there.
Well, it isn't borrowing, really, if you do it without permission.
I lived with someone who would drink my Powerades and stuff and then refill it with water.
What?
Like, I wouldn't notice. was so odd.
So they would drink, like, a half of it and then fill it back up with water so it looked like it was...
So it went from, like, deep purple to baby blue, and I'm like, you don't think I noticed the difference?
I've done that with vodka. At a friend's house, you just put water back in it. Yeah. You can tell with vodka.
Well, some of the top things that roommates borrow from you, and there is like rules for borrowing. Sometimes it's just stolen. Like food was one of the top things mentioned. I know as my roommates in college, they'd steal cookies my granny made for me. Like if I left them out, they were gone.
Well, this is very simple. It's borrowing if you replace it, and it's stealing if you don't.
Yeah, my roommate stole is what they did.
Exactly.
They would steal all kinds of stuff, and you'd have to lock it up or hide your brownies or anything like that. My Doritos, they'd be under my pillow, you know, so my roommates couldn't find them. So any food like that or beverage, clothes, something else that are...
Those you can borrow.
Okay, but there are rules to borrowing clothes.
That's true, because I lived with someone. I would go out to the bars, and I'm like, you're wearing my dress. And she's like, oh, hey, girl. Yeah, I borrowed it.
And that didn't bother you?
No.
Me and my brother, I would wear his shirts, and he would get so mad and go tell Mom, because he's my older brother, had the cooler shirts, and I'd be wearing it. And he's like, Mama, he's wearing my shirt. Be quiet. It's fine. Get on the school bus.
Yeah, siblings are different.
Yeah.
There is something rude about when your sibling borrows your clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the parents bought it. It seems like it should be for anyone that can use it.
My older sister didn't like it when I took hers.
She just has no sense of fairness.
Yeah, you know, Kato's going to school with those, you know, pink blue jeans.
I brought pink back before everybody else did. My sister once, she got me a Christmas gift and I opened it up and it was a sweatshirt. I'm like, oh, she goes, it's yours. I borrowed it like last year. I got to give it back. Because I was just about to say, I think I have one just like this.
And it's pretty funny. Yeah. So if you do borrow clothes, they say always ask. I think borrowing anything, you should always ask.
Otherwise, it does become probably stealing.
Set your limits and expectations. For instance, if you might borrow, you might borrow or lend clothing that's machine washable, but if it's a silk or fragile or anything that, you know, that you can only take to the cleaners, you don't want to let them borrow that. Make sure the expectations are made known.
I'm not going to borrow that.
Okay, yeah.
Because I am so lazy with washing stuff. If it says dry clean only, I'm like, you're going into the wash and may the, you know, odds be in your favor.
Well, they say the borrowed piece that you borrow from anybody, clothing-wise, you should handle it with care. It's almost like, you know, you got to be super careful. Don't spill anything on it. And quickly return it cleaned. Kind of like when you borrow a buddy's truck, you fill it up with gas, do the same thing with clothing. And if you ruin something, obviously that's your responsibility.
Yep.
I mean, that's called, you know,
common sense.
Yeah.
But you know, you do have those roommates who don't play by those rules.
True.
I had a friend who borrowed a shirt of mine and he tore the sleeves off of it. When I got it back, it was sleeveless.
Was he showing off his muscles or something?
No.
Okay.
So I don't really know what the problem was, but it was just, it's hot. We lived in Florida, but I was like, I guess I got a sleeveless shirt now.
I've never been outside. I mean, like, it is so hot. I'm going to rip this shirt just so I can get a little more breathing room.
You didn't live in Florida when you were growing up.
All right. So clothes, food, that's top things roommates borrow. Hygiene products like shampoos, soaps, toothpaste.
You're stealing those.
Yeah, you really are if you're not telling.
I walked in the bathroom last night and I was like, what? Are you using my shampoo? And John turns around. And he's like, it smells so good.
Yeah. Combs and brushes, also something that they borrow.
That sounds dirty to me.
Well, you know what? I have to wash my comb because I use gel and it gets sticky sometimes. And I could like hold my hand out like, and it could rest in my palm like a magic trick.
Oh, wow.
It's got so much gel on it.
Goodness.
Well, that'll learn them.
Yeah. It's like, it's your own fault. Makeup with the girls, they borrow that without telling you.
Got to be careful, though, because sometimes you're not supposed to share everything.
Right. You'll be getting those herpes sores and those eye styes.
Fingernail clippers were mentioned. Electric shavers for the guys.
That's almost too personal.
You know what? I'm okay. You want to borrow my shaver? Don't borrow my nose hair trimmer, okay? That's mine.
Yeah, and what are you trimming?
With the nose hair shaver?
No, with the shaver. What are you trimming? Are you trimming it all or just your
hair? Oh, you're talking about, that's clippers. That's not, you don't got like a shaver down.
You can. You can use whatever you want. I mean, those things have that little shavers thing on them.
Yes.
Clip, never mind.
There should be a rule above the waist if you're going to borrow a shaver.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
It is now time for our number one rated scientific segment on the show. And our only scientific segment on the show. It's time for Nerd News.
From our leading nerd. Nerd news with Tom. Yeah.
There's some exciting stuff in here. I will promise you. You know what, Cato? You made me do this. I'm going to start with an exciting story.
My mom's here to pick me up early. I got an early dismissal.
This will be huge news for the 15 million people living with spinal cord injuries worldwide, but researchers are planning to perform the first ever spinal cord transplant. They'll replace a damaged section of spinal cord with a new section grown in a lab using the person's own cells. It's already been tested on animals, and it could get paralyzed people out of their wheelchairs.
That's great.
That Amazing. Is outstanding. Yeah. In fact, you know, it's one of those things that you wonder why we haven't been able to do sooner.
Yeah.
Because it seems like people, they regraft nerves and stuff a lot. And so I guess it's tricky when you got a bundle of them like that. But if they could do that, imagine that a spinal column injury wouldn't mean you were paralyzed for life.
It's unbelievable what they can do. And if you heard Tori laugh just a little bit, maybe they could help me button up my shirt this morning, because as you were saying that, I buttoned up my shirt and it was unequal. So
I was going to ask if that's possible.
I don't think there's any fix in that.
There's no help for me.
It was just funny, like a kid who got in trouble. He was like, oh, whoops, and started fixing his little shirt.
As Tom's delivering us this great news that's going to change the world.
I don't even know why I do it. In fertility news, a report went viral this week that researchers in China are working on a robot with an artificial womb to replace human surrogates. Instead of having to get your sister-in-law to carry that baby for you, you'll be able to use a robot that only costs $14,000.
And as someone who hated pregnancy, like was so thankful to be pregnant, but it was miserable, I'm so torn on this because the idea of being like, here you go, you raise this.
No,
but not the reality
it, they're
is,
just yeah. Well, yeah, birthing it.
But the reality is, like, it's kind of sad too. Like,
because the baby's got all those nutrients and stuff that's coming from mom. That's what makes the baby the baby.
No, it's not. I mean, they get the nutrients in this artificial womb or they wouldn't survive.
But you don't think that the personality and all that stuff coming from your mom or your dad, well, your mom.
It comes from your genes, dude.
But there is a bond. There's such a bond. Yeah, yeah. Like when that little baby
have
comes
the bond
out.
The same. But imagine also at 14 grand, that's about a break even with what it probably costs to have it done at the hospital.
And could you imagine that robot going, do you want to feel it kick? It is kicking right now. Feel it.
I have heartburn.
And then the baby turns 18 and wants to go find his birth mom.
Yeah.
She's in the trash. We got rid of her because I ain't having a robot compete.
She's at Best Buy.
I was saying, you can trade her in because that's a big ticket item right there.
That's a weird one right there.
All right. Bathroom news. A study found that some seabirds only poop when they're flying. They're called streaked shearwaters, and I know why they're called streaked ones. But they will not relieve themselves while floating in the water like many birds. If they need to go, they take off, do their business in the air, and then come back. That makes sense. I don't want to, you know, sit there where I was pooing for like a long time afterwards.
Right.
But you do.
You do. True.
Yeah. Okay. But that's got to be the bird that was flying over Tori when she was at the beach that time.
Oh.
It was flying and doing its business, and she rubbed it in like suntan lotion. Best story ever.
It was not the same.
In alien invasion news, an object from outside the solar system is still hurtling towards us and Mars. And now a Harvard researcher says it's emitting its own light. He thinks it means it could be a spacecraft powered by nuclear energy. Mm. He has not got a lot of scientists alongside him on this, but it is interesting. This object is from another solar system, not from ours. So it is weird that it's coming through our solar system and flying right by Earth.
Does it say how many miles it is away? Like, you know, like a Bucky's at this point? Because, I mean, I'm just kind of curious. When are we going to have the experience?
It'll be here in September, I believe.
Do you think the baby aliens in the back are like, are we there yet?
Yeah.
And finally, in more space news, Hawk, you mentioned earlier in the show, there's more going on around Uranus than we thought.
No need for a punch line for that one either.
The James Webb Telescope spotted another moon, so Uranus now has 29 moons. This one is a cute one, just 6 miles in diameter.
Hawk is such a kid.
I know. Mine only has one moon.
Oh my gosh.
And one star.
Stop it!
Y'all started this.
All right. Covering the most important news for your brain, that is Nerd News.
Nerd News with Tom.
Yeah.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, you know, when it comes to guys and girls, there's a difference there. I want to explain that, especially when it comes to eating at a restaurant. Eating at a restaurant, difference between the guys and the girls. And we've talked about this before on the show, about sharing desserts. A lot of guys don't, like, share a dessert. Like, you don't see two guys sitting at a restaurant and all of a sudden, you know, the hot fudge sundae comes out.
I think there's two reasons for that.
Okay.
One, it kind of looks embarrassing. And two, I think we can usually eat our own dessert. We don't need to share it. Women are like, I don't want to put that many calories, but I want a taste of that, so they'll split it.
I agree. Now, as far as splitting, girls will do this. They will buy like one hamburger or one sandwich and like, let's just split that. And you have that and I'll have this. And they split a sandwich. Almost all guys will not split a sandwich. Like, I'm not going to split a hamburger and share it with my buddy.
But the reason is because then you get two meals in one. You know, like, I want to try everything. So if we split it, you can try my sandwich and I can try your sandwich.
That's not what he's talking about. He's talking about splitting one sandwich.
One sandwich. Like, you
order. No.
Yeah. I've done it.
Okay, but you're a good eater, though, Tori.
Yes. Thank
like,
you.
You clean your plate and you eat a whole sandwich.
I make my mama proud.
If I'm going home, I'll get a full meal myself because it's leftovers.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I like leftovers. If I'm not going home and I can't carry leftovers with me, I will ask friends, who's not that hungry will split because I never finish my meal.
I was going to say, Cato eats more like a girl than I do. You're much better than I am.
I have shared a dessert with a friend, too. And it does not bother me because I don't eat a lot in one sitting.
You know what? I can't make fun of you because people say I eat like a girl, too.
But I tell you, I don't understand these restaurants. They're outrageous prices and huge portions. And I saw an article recently that people are wanting smaller portions for a cheaper price. And I want that.
He speaks for himself. I like the big portions.
I'll get a kid's meal if I'm able to.
Honestly, between me and you and our eating habits, Tori's more of a man than we are.
I'm scared of her.
Just be scared if you leave food out around me.
I mean, you know what? What's so funny is she eats like Tom.
Yeah, she came in with a biscuit.
Yes.
It's so good, too.
Yeah. He gets the double-loaded omelet biscuit from Hardee's.
Every morning.
And been so doing good. It for a while. He gets in a routine. Well, this morning, Tori comes in, and guess what I got? It's the same portion as what Tom is. Yes.
I got the large combo. It just gets the sandwich.
I should. You got coffee with it?
I did.
I should have done that.
Okay. So Tori might do this, but most girls won't say, are you going to eat all that? But the guy will. The guy will say, hey, you going to eat all that? And they'll clean their buddy's plate.
No, I won't do that because I'm embarrassed. But I am dying on the inside if you're throwing your food away.
Well, see, because I do always take home leftovers. Anything left on my friends or family's plates, and I'll look over at it, and I look at them, and I'm like, you got some fries left on you. Just throw them in my box here. Okay. You got some mac and cheese on your plate. Go ahead and scoop it over in here.
All right, difference with the guys and girls when it comes to eating at a restaurant. Guys do the dining dares.
What does that mean?
Dining dares.
No, dining dash we used to do.
No, this is dining dares.
Terrible.
Like, hey, I dare you to shove that whole biscuit in your mouth right now. Just shove it all in there.
I don't do that.
Your buddy will do that. Oh, we do it all the time on a guy's night out.
I bet you do.
Girls do that, but it's just with espresso martinis. It's like, I dare you to finish it. I dare you to take that shot.
Y'all do that?
Yes. Do you not do that?
We just do it with biscuits.
Boys and girls are different, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't do that.
Or you know what? I'll give you $20 if you eat all those jalapenos on your plate and drink the juice.
Oreo.
We do that all the time. Guys, y'all ain't, well, you're, never mind.
It's like Dumb and Dumber. When he's like, can you eat it? And then they end up doing all the ketchup and the mustard and stuff. Yes. Trying to.
and Tom's bad habits at the table, he don't even dare. Or he doesn't need me to give him $20 to do something strange or weird.
You don't even have to ask him.
No.
He's going to do it.
He's just looking over and he's sucking down a soy sauce bottle with a straw. And you're like, I didn't even dare you to do that, dude.
And then put the bottle back on the table.
Exactly.
I poured it out.
Yes.
I poured it out.
I think you're telling the story wrong. Mm-hmm. I didn't do anything that gross.
What did you do?
I don't know, but I didn't use a straw. I just drink out of the bottle and then leave it there.
Yes, you did.
I don't think so.
I believe so.
That is restaurant amnesia going on right there. You need help for that.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
What do you think would happen if the news headlines read, Hawk Harrison found wandering the streets in his underwear and attacked the police when they approached him?
Again?
Would you even have a job the next day? That's the kind of stuff that I don't think most of us could get away with. But Lil Nas X just got caught doing this.
Oh, boy.
He was wandering down Ventura Boulevard in just his underwear and then attacked the cops when they approached him. Police think he may have been overdosed on a drug.
He had tidy whiteys on and his white boots.
Yeah, he had boots on. The celebrities can do crazy stuff. You know, the Morgan Wallen throwing a chair off the roof. Stuff that we would probably be buried under the jail for. Yep. But the celebrities, it's like, it might even be good for him because we haven't talked about him recently. So now he's getting publicity.
That's what they say. There's no such thing as bad press.
Yep. Yeah. What do they say? No press is bad press.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had Cato, like, streak down Main Street as many years ago. We got in trouble for that. But,
But I wasn't on any drugs.
Yeah.
Which is sad that I did that sober.
And you might have been a thong. I can't remember. That was one of the first ones.
It was Tidy Whiteys.
Was it Tidy Whiteys? Yeah. Yeah.
But basically, I mean, if you do all these crazy things that celebrities do, most of us would be like, our reputation would be ruined. Our jobs would be gone. We might lose our families, but they just keep rolling.
But also, isn't it kind of weird that things you do not at work can cost you your job?
I don't know. It depends on what it is. Some of it makes sense for it to cost you your job. If it's bad enough.
Well, you remember some of the big things that had happened to some of the celebrities. Like, you know, that Amber Heard thing with Johnny Depp and she, you know.
Supposedly pooped in his bed.
Like you look at that person or you even rewatch a movie she was in. You're like, oh, wow. You just, I mean, and I don't think she's making a comeback, is she?
I don't know. I don't think she completely disappeared. I think she's been in stuff.
But yeah. That was super weird. I mean, there's some others. I mean, you don't even have to go to like the Gary Busey and Charlie Sheen and some of those guys.
Yeah, but they recovered.
Halfway.
Oh, come on.
Charlie Sheen has a documentary coming
out. That's true.
Yeah, but like, I don't think we would have a documentary coming out if we did that. We would just be in the news for a short time and gone.
You probably could have a documentary, like blindfold driving. That could be a documentary.
That was a big, yeah.
Let's do a reenactment.
It's okay. I got enough trouble the first time. I actually got in trouble for it.
But we need to, dress up Reedy River again. Clean it up down there.
We need more trees.
Yeah, with you.
You might want to explain that because I don't think anyone knows
your
what you're talking
service.
About.
Your community service. Yeah, he really dressed it up down there, and that was because of Tom. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And see, well, you recovered. Look at your celebrity now. You're still doing your job after that big incident.
You got to keep it after going to court.
After going to court and doing the service.
Yeah,
and
doing service.
Paying my dues.
Yeah, I mean, I look at some celebrities, though. I just expect that because Hollywood's broken. I'm like, you can't expect them to act like, normal people.
No.
But you know what? Maybe that's why they get away with so much because we don't hold them to the same standard. We just go, that's Hollywood. They're crazy.
Well, I think he's gotten in trouble for this. He's hospitalized right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not in trouble, though. That's just trying to get him help.
Well, he's assaulted the police officer.
That party's going to get in trouble for it. Yeah. So, we've never done that.
The thing is, they got the money to get out of it, to hire lawyers to get out of it. Mm-hmm. We don't. We're going to go do some community service, right?
But I want to know where he was. What was he doing? How did he end up there?
I know, right?
Friends? Is he just losing his mind? Because, you know, once you've been on top and you hit bottom again, trying to get back up is hard. And takes its toll on you.
Maybe, you know what? Maybe there'll be a documentary.
I'd watch it.
Exactly. Now I think we've gotten to the bottom of the problem.
Yeah. He was on that Old Town Roads place. Oh.
I lost his Lamborghini.
Hey, you know what? We're going to play that song coming up.
Yeah.
We'll try to help him out this morning.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, Tori just had a baby not long ago. She's in the hospital, and I'm just curious to know if these are correct, because moms reveal the one item they brought to the hospital that they couldn't live without. Now, I'm sure you had your bags packed and ready to go when you were ready to have baby Michael.
Yeah, and a phone charger was in there. That was the one thing, a long string phone charger.
So for my wife, I think that was the thing she was worried about, too, but I had something that I needed, too. I brought my tub of cheese balls with me. Yeah. It's in the pictures, like the newborn baby, and in the background, you can see my tub of cheese balls. Because I had to have something to snack on.
You know what? The baby came out, and they handed it to Tom, and he handed it back with cheese dust all over it.
Baby's orange.
You know, an extension cord or a long phone charger was one of the top things that moms wanted. Because they're going to make those calls and texts and all kinds of things going on, especially after the baby's there.
And, you know, I was so worried about having that, I don't even remember picking up my phone all that much. I was a little busy.
Yeah, you were.
So, I don't even think I used it.
I'm pretty sure my wife made phone calls. I know she called her brother at some point and family members.
Aren't you bored, though, until, you know.
There's TV.
Well.
I actually did watch Starsky and Hutch with Ben Stiller and
Owen Wilson.
Owen Wilson.
You can't get that 2 hours back ever.
Dude, that was awesome. That's a great movie.
Are you serious?
I enjoyed it.
All right. They said they brought a pen and paper for the husband to write down anything that's going on because you forget when you're in the moment.
Wow, we didn't do that.
Yeah,
I didn't either, but yeah, I probably should have, because the nurses come in at like 2 a.m. when you haven't really slept, and they're like, okay, so here's your discharge stuff, and here's all the, and you're like, I see something in the corner. It may be a human. I don't know. Everything's blurry. I'm half asleep. What's happening?
Well, now, when was this?
When you're in the hospital.
No, but I mean, what you said something about discharge. That's like when you're leaving?
Yeah. But I mean, they give you a ton of information.
At 2 a.m. you got discharged?
No, I'm just saying in general, they try to give you information and you're half asleep and you don't know what's going on.
My wife got left in one of those sitz baths, which is the ice water bath you sit down in.
Ooh.
And she couldn't get up because she had the epidural still. So she got stuck there for a little bit.
Well, moms revealed the one item that they brought with them to the hospital. They said multiple pairs of socks that were fuzzy, big fuzzy socks. They want those, especially with the grippers on them, because they said they'd get the hospital gown on. They want to make sure they have the big fuzzy socks on.
Yeah.
It's fashionable. You got the gown on with your fuzzy socks, multiple colors, maybe a rainbow.
See, I did slides so I could shower and stuff and wear them in the shower.
That's a good idea.
Well, they didn't say slides, but slippers. That because they had their feet were swollen.
The hospital will give you slippers for only $330.
Well, ain't that a deal? All right. Also, their own pillow was mentioned. It's hard to sleep with the hospital pillows, so a lot of the moms said bring your own pillow.
Well, I'm pretty sure I could have slept standing up after that.
Yeah, it's pretty tiring.
Mm-hmm.
Then they had their own water bottle?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what the addiction to water bottles is, but it gets on my nerves.
It's like, I can't drink out of this plastic glass.
Yeah, that does suck.
I didn't realize that you got a cup when you get there. I had no clue, so I made sure that we both had our water bottles packed. Didn't know that.
It's like you're packing for, like, school or something.
Vacation.
Honey, got your water.
Uh-huh. Snacks were also mentioned. Did you bring snacks with you?
No, you can't eat.
Cheese balls.
Okay, well, Tom did. You know what? When Tom and Jamie were checking in, it's like, which one of you is pregnant? Because Tom's belly.
Yes, he heard you.
I'm sorry. Bathrobe was mentioned, too, because, you know, you got to get to things easily.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what that gown's for, right?
Right.
You can do anything easy.
Well, you can from the back side, but not the front side.
Well,
so
if you wear it backwards.
Yeah.
I made that mistake once. Dottie goes, oh, hold up.
Then the feeding coach comes around. Says, you got that on backwards, but it's easy. It's easy to get to.
Yeah.
Other things mom said that they made sure they took to the hospital, chapstick, because they said that they get dry lips. When they're in the hospital.
That's a good one.
Because the meds would dry out their lips and they want chapstick.
Call me vain. I brought all of my makeup with me.
Yeah, that's not vain.
I told John, really? I was like, people might judge, but I don't care. Because you know you're going to take pictures.
Yep.
So that's why I'm like not trying. I'm already bloated and splotchy and everything else.
You're like, bring the baby to me in a minute. I'm not done getting pretty yet.
Hang on.
But see, when people see those pictures, they're like, wow, that was probably the easiest birth. Look at her. She looks refreshed. It's the women that look like they're sweaty, they're no makeup.
I've been to war.
You know that was a good birth. Yeah. That's going to be a big baby.
With an epidural, man, once you have it, it gets a lot easier.
Plus, delivering at Patewood, oh my gosh, I'd have 10 more babies if I could deliver them all at Patewood.
Wow. Yeah.
They made it easy.
Well, comfy PJs mentioned, and then...
Okay, maybe 9.
And then the last thing they said, a clip-on fan.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah. So the ladies with the clip-on fan right there on their...
How hot are they?
I didn't know people used those.
So I can feel like Beyonce as I'm like, push!
Yeah. With your makeup on. It's like a commercial.
Her hair blowing back.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Donor-advised funds from DAFGiving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
We were talking about dating the other day, and people said they can tell within 25 minutes if there's chemistry or not. That's the average. A lot of people have been on dates where they weren't having the best time in the world, and they actually asked people some of the signs that it wasn't going to work out. Signs that some of them maybe even before the date arrived and some of them after the date arrived. They said that one thing is having an awkward atmosphere. About one out of three people said if there's an awkward feeling the whole time during the date, then that's a sign things aren't going to work out.
I think those loud restaurants or bars or anything like that, sports bars stuff, it's hard to hear and you're trying to have a conversation.
It's the first date with my wife was the sports bar.
Huh?
We did fine. But we sat at the bar, so we were sitting right beside each other, so it wasn't difficult to hear each other.
But if you are sitting right beside each other and you have to lean in and yell in their ear, that's awkward.
It wasn't. I don't think that's the kind of awkward they're talking about, though.
Really?
I think they're talking about the awkward pauses and that feeling whenever you're just not clicking.
Oh, okay.
But maybe I'm just awkward, and it takes me a minute.
Right, but I just can turn a lot of people away. I mean,
well, I don't like them anyway.
You don't want to be with someone and think this is the way it's going to be with us all the time. You want to find someone where everything's smooth.
But sometimes it just takes a minute to warm up. You just got to give it time.
Yeah, give them,
Corey, you're okay. You're married now. You don't have to worry about this anymore.
I know, but I don't like being judged.
It's kind of like preheating the oven, right?
It takes a minute.
Well, you should just go in on a first date and just get on your phones and sit and look at the phones all day, because that's how you're going to end up if you're together.
It's funny, because that's one of the top reasons people don't want to go out with someone again, is because if they were checking their phone the whole time.
I agree.
So that wouldn't work, but even though you're right.
They say you're not supposed to put a phone even on the table because it shows that they're more interested in someone else than you. Like, you're supposed to keep your phone in your pocket.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
Okay. They said also it's rudeness. If someone is rude, maybe they're being mean to the waiter.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're passing gas on you on purpose.
Kato.
Sometimes it's not on purpose. Thank God we're not on a date right now.
Dude, he is. Listen, y'all.
God, you ain't move on.
He's had problems. You know what? If Tom can have his problems and he talk about it on the radio, we can't.
I don't want to talk about my problems.
My mouth was open, Kato.
We don't want to experience this.
Tori just had breakfast again. It was an air biscuit and gravy.
It was double loaded.
I'm pretty sure this kind of humor would be another reason people would not want to go on another day.
I would if we were laughing like this.
But you know what?
I'm not laughing.
When you're sitting there and you're having a conversation and it hits all three of us right at the same time.
Oh, I saw him giggle. I started watching out right then.
I told y'all before we started this break, how long is it going to last? I'm going to have to go get something out of my car.
What's so funny is, like, it doesn't embarrass Tom, but
I'm embarrassed.
Embarrassed and red right now.
I feel like my face is on fire. And that's not the only thing that's on fire either. I'm trying to wrap this up.
Tears.
Do us a favor. Next time, don't supersize that.
Oh, my God. The best was that his face got red and he kind of snickered, and I didn't know what he was laughing at.
I knew immediately. I moved
Tom
back.
Tom cocked his eyes.
I was like, sit back in the seat a little.
Oh, I need to sit down.
All right.
You need a what?
Sit down.
Signs the date might not be right is also struggling for topics to talk about and poor conversation flow.
I'm going home.
Sounds flowing good from that side of the room.
Yeah.
So the best place to go is like a smoked place.
It's like, you know what? When you're with that person and you're looking for the smoking section.
Like, we'd like the farting section, please.
Let's hurry.
Flame broiled.
I can't get it together.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Are we done?
All my mascara is down my face.
Let's let him go to the bathroom.
Moving right along. Kato, we'll see you a little bit later.
Okay.
Lordy. Lordy, lordy. All right. I'm going to walk out with you and get some fresh air in my city.
Don't walk behind.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.